Coming up on 6:40, 20 in front of 7 with BT and Lee Volzvik and party animal Pat Sukums joining in on the program. Hi, Pat. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How was the party? How was the bash, sir?
It was a great time. a lot of good friends showed up. We danced and had a couple drinks. It was a fun evening.
A jobless, weddingless, babyless shower. So where'd you come up with this? Did you kind of get on the coattails of this trend of personal celebrations? Had you heard about this, or
are you just feeling sorry for yourself?
Are you a front runner, or are you feeling sorry for yourself?
Maybe all of the above. I've been weddingless and babyless for as long as I can remember. And about a month ago, I left my job. So I had helped to start a company that was purchased about a year ago and stayed on a little bit, and then kind of all the founders agreed to leave this company at the same time and take the summer off and kind of use this time just to celebrate that. And that was kind of one of the reasons I put the party together then, just threw all these things together. I had the time to plan it without having a job and just went forward with the idea.
Very nice. Very good indeed. So all of you together, are you going to see another party or two happen from this circle of friends too? Now everybody's saying, hey, Sukum's got some pretty nice presents sitting over there. I'm going to give me a little of this.
Yeah, I don't know if the presents are going to attract anyone. It was all stuff under $10, so I did get a lot of deodorant and
okay, I have to ask
laundry
you now,
detergent.
Pat, you went to Target to register. Did you get to take the little computer and walk around the store?
I did. I took the little gun with me and walked around. I had some friends, and yeah, it was pretty fun. I got some odd looks when I was clicking on a Snickers bar and et cetera, but overall it was a great time.
Did you get the TV?
Did you get the TV?
I didn't. I thought maybe a couple friends would go halfsies on it, but it didn't happen.
The $5,000 61-inch flat screen TV. Well, you know, a guy's got a dream, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Pat, how's baby Wonton doing, by the way?
You know, we haven't had an ultrasound recently, so I've got my fingers crossed that everything's coming out okay.
Because they didn't have a jobless, weddingless, babyless category, so you had to go to the baby registry and other registries, and you got to put a name in there, right? So,
yeah.
Little baby Wonton Sukum.
Anybody question you? You can do that, right? I mean, there's nothing, you know.
Yeah, you know, I don't really remember telling anyone exactly what I was doing, but nobody seemed to question me too much.
Yeah, the Target police weren't hovering behind you or anything. No, indeed.
And they sold some extra toothbrushes because of me, so I hope they're okay with it.
I
think they should offer you a job.
Well, that I could use it.
Do you have a red shirt and tan pants?
But you're the guy, your pals say that you're the guy that kind of planned things around, like Schlickling, your buddy Craig from Ham Lake. You know, he says, this guy is, sure, he doesn't have no spouse, he's unemployed right now, he had no baby, but they're saying that Pat Sukum, your buddies say that Pat Sukum loves life, and so they were more than happy to be there to help you celebrate it with this less everything party for you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Pat. You're an entrepreneur. You got an economics degree. You just upsold this company with some pals. You're an athlete. You're an actor. What do you think is going to be next for you?
You know, that's a good question. Most likely, I'll probably end up starting something again with some of these guys that, like I said, we all left together and kind of took the summer off. But it's more, you know, I haven't really given it a lot of thought. I have a feeling at some point pretty soon he'll get kind of bored of not working, but right now, I really enjoy it, to no one's surprise, probably. So it's really an interesting time. I'm really looking forward to just kind of taking some time and reflecting. And, you know, it's not like I'm so old that I've worked a whole career worth
and
I deserve a rest, but I'm taking one anyway.
Why not? Have a little summer action to yourself. You bet. You take a little time for Pat Sukum here. And if you got another party coming up, don't forget your buddies BT and Lee here.
That's fair. As I said, it was all silly fun. I never expected it to grow like this, but you'll definitely be on the Evite list.
Excellent. We'll bring you a can of SpaghettiOs. Every bachelor's kitchen dream right there.
Exactly.
You got it covered. Hey, we will add to the pile, though. I got your home address here. We grabbed that from you while that David Gray song was playing. We'll send you some tunes to add to the babyless, weddingless, everythingless shower presents. All right, my friend?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
All the best to you, Pat Sukum.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Again, this just adds to the silly fun of it all.
Very, very good stuff. Thanks for letting us check in with you.
He was in the front pages, St. Paul paper on Saturday. Just huge
picture. Nice young man. Carlton grad, and we'll wish him the best on future endeavors after having himself a little summer off. Nothing wrong with that.